Welcome to the Small Business Community Network podcast, your connection to the small business community. Visit us online at www.sbcncanada.org and find out how we can help your business grow. We're proudly supported by TELUS, the future is friendly, and by Prime Information Security, because business is risky enough.
Hello everyone, it's Linda Ockerell-Jenner here, co-founder of the Small Business Community Network, with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. Today I'm really excited to be introducing quite a fantastic young man, a business owner I've known for a couple of years now and who always inspires me with his go-go attitude. It's Matt Inglot, and he is the owner of Tilted Pixel. And I'd like to introduce Matt now and ask him if he'd like to tell us a little bit about his business. Hi, Matt. How are you today?
I'm great, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing really well, and I really appreciate the fact that you're taking some time out of your busy day to share with us some of your business expertise, business news, and how you got to be so successful, because that's something everybody wants to know. And everywhere I look, there you are today, so I want to know that secret too.
Sure, absolutely. Well, this will be fun.
So, When did Tilted Pixel come to be? I mean, was it your idea? How did you think about the name first and foremost? Because it's a fantastic name.
Thank you. Well, the name took a good 2 weeks. I was really wanting to get the .com domain name. And even back in 2005, it was really hard to find something that was .com. And the reason I wanted that is I was always thinking, well, I want a business that can sell to anywhere and kind of be global. So I didn't as much want .ca or some other extension. It was like, it had to be .com, but also had to be a cool name. Mm-hmm. So I thought about it for a while and finally got Tilted Pixel. And once I had that in place, the logo worked out really well. I was in university. I was taking classes and at the same time trying to start this business. So I didn't really have much money to my name. So I bought my friend a bunch of beer, and in exchange, he made an amazing logo for us.
That is such a good story. I think one of the things that we tend to do today is rush and take the first thing we can. So by you persevering and saying, no, I want .com, I'm determined to get .com, and also being able to pay someone by the barter system, because a lot of us, we don't have any money, do we, when we first start our business? We don't have a budget. That's a fantastic story. So how many years ago was that?
It was in 2005. So Tilted Pixel turned 7 a couple months ago.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic. So this is another question that's really interesting. I really need to ask you this. How stressful or how difficult was it while you were still at university to get your business going? I mean, were you like tearing your hair out and saying, I can't do this? Or did you just say, well, it's so much I'm passionate about, so I want to do it?
Well, you know, they say being an entrepreneur is a roller coaster ride, and it absolutely is. There's been days where I'm sitting back thinking, wow, life is awesome. And then there's other days where it was just like, yeah, oh my God, how am I going to do this? It's 5 a.m. How am I still working? How am I still alive? And it's just, you know, sometimes it's really hard to get everything done. And once you really start committing to the business, you really need to get those sales. You really actually have people working for you. So you can't just be like, okay, I'm going to take a few weeks off and not do anything. Yeah. You actually have to make it happen.
So how long was it after you left university that you actually did, you know, have people working for you? Was that quite some years, or was it immediately?
I was still in university. I kind of stretched out my university career as a result, too. Yeah. I got really serious about Tilted Pixel in 2007, I guess. What happened was I had done a co-op term, and so So I worked at RIM, and I had a great boss and everything, but I also really quickly realized that a corporate environment wasn't for me, and I realized that I probably could have made the same money with Tilted Pixel. Mm-hmm. So that's where I was like, okay, from now on, my summers are running just Tilted Pixel, and of course, while I was going to classes, also Tilted Pixel, and that's where kind of things got serious, where in 2008, I hired my first full-time developer, which was kind of a big, scary move, but it actually worked out really well. I was able to keep him busy and put more focus on getting clients as a result, and it actually went forward.
Do you think you took a big risk? I mean, was it a financial risk as well as a risk to your organization when you did branch out like that? Did you ever have any doubts?
Yeah, it was a huge risk, I'd say. I think that's one of the challenges of this business and just being a small business, period, is you don't always get to grow very incrementally. I had to hire a full-time developer if I wanted to pull off what I wanted to pull off, and that means I really had to have the faith that I could get the sales, I could get the business, and I could make this work. But I really did believe in it, so it wasn't like I was sitting there thinking it's not going to work. I was like, okay, well, I've been pretty successful getting clients so far. If I had more time to do it, I could get more clients. So it was a calculated risk, but your expenses go from being highly variable and negligible to suddenly, hey, you actually are responsible for someone else's livelihood. And then, you know, you're still in university and you're kind of sitting there thinking, wow, that's a little crazy.
That's one of the best stories I've heard for a long time, because you've been really honest and you're really, you know, wearing your heart on your sleeve and telling us, yes, it was a risk, but I didn't want to give up. I wasn't going to give up. And that's absolutely fantastic. Tell us a little bit about the business and what you offer, because then I want to move on to what makes your business different. So explain to us what your services are.
Sure. Well, I guess, you know, I apologize if I end up tackling both questions as a result, because it's hard not to do one.
No, please
without
do.
Talking
no.
about what makes us different. But
yeah.
I started Tilted Pixel. I mean, one, obviously, being a student, I needed money. But the reason I wanted to actually build a business out of it was because I really felt like website companies could be doing more for their clients. And the industry has progressed a lot, and we've kept on top of it, but things were pretty dark, like in terms of if you're a business that wanted a website and were to hire someone else to do it, there was a lot that was wrong with the system, and there's still a lot that's wrong today, but it's kind of come along leaps and bounds. So I felt like web development companies weren't really serving their clients as well as they could be. I couldn't count the number of people that said that their developer just kind of asked them what they wanted on their website and basically, okay, what do you want? What else do you want? What else? Okay, great. And they quote them. The problem is if you're a business owner and you're looking to get a website built, chances are you don't actually know what's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So with Tilted Pixel, we put a heck of a lot of effort into the process of recommending what we should build for you and understanding your business, understanding your goals, and turning that into a strategic presence that can actually do something good for you. So we work in the marketing, we work in the business strategy, we figure out where your website actually fits in. And if we can't do that, we won't take you on as a client because I don't think that we'll actually be doing anything for you. So that was first and foremost in our minds, and that kind of fit well with kind of my business and computer science background. And we also ended up building our own technology platform, which we're actually in the process of open sourcing it right now. And it's basically a content editing tools for your website, but they were built specifically to make it ridiculously easy for our clients to use and make it easier for us to serve them. So one unique capability is we can actually press a button and all of our clients are now updated to run the latest and greatest version. It doesn't matter what web server they're on. We push a button and boom, they have the latest and greatest. Whereas with a lot of website systems, the client has to remember to log in every couple of weeks and press the update button. And that's in the best case scenario. And if they don't, there's a very good chance at some point their website's going to get hacked. Because if you don't keep it up to date, then there's automated robots that go around and basically try hacking websites.
Wow.
So we take a lot of those problems away from you, and we're here to actually help you succeed online.
Whoa, that's absolutely fantastic, because you are definitely right. I don't know what it's like today, but many years ago, it was the same for me. Thank goodness I have my business partner and husband, Dave, to help me. But just trying to refer the small business people I come into contact with people who can help them with the website needs, it was always the same. Well, they don't really understand me. I don't understand them. And, you know, it doesn't look like we're going to be working well together. So I don't think they took the time that you take to get to know the clients. And it's a two-way stream. I've just noticed that you have actually got an Alberta office as well as here in southwestern Ontario. So how long has that one been open?
We've started selling in Alberta about, I think, 4 or 5 months ago. So this is very new for us. And the reason it's Alberta is kind of a cool opportunity because my brother lives out there.
Mm-hmm.
So he's decided he wants to head up Tilted Pixel Alberta. So we started our marketing there. It took a while to get kind of everything set up and do all of our research and all that kind of stuff that turns out you got to do.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opportunity for you and your brother. And I think, you know, taking someone into the business who is a trusted connection, whether it's a family member or someone that you've built up a long-lasting relationship, gives you peace of mind, doesn't it? And you're able to trust that more easily. I must just tell you, I'm flicking around your website as we're chatting, and I see the word obsession.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, the only word that can describe our attention to quality in all of our website development. Tilted Pixel websites work on mobile browsers, are built with standard compliant code, and make search engines happy. So that's your obsession, isn't it, basically, which is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that and so much more. Every part of the website development process, we're constantly tweaking and tuning. There's a huge list of QA that every website goes through. Before we ever start designing, we wireframe everything out. So wireframes like a blueprint shows how everything's going to be laid out. There's lots of checks, lots of opportunities to get things right for clients.
Yeah.
Because a lot of websites, quite frankly, end up being put up and let's say they're 90% great. But then you start playing around with them and there's lots of problems and lots of kind of not so great parts. So we want to make sure that we're doing a really fantastic job for our clients. And that's where everything that's kind of built into our process is focused around being able to do that. And if something's not quite right, we end up redoing it. And that's where the obsession part comes in, is we're not happy unless we're actually happy with our work.
And you keep on mentioning your clients. You are really, really, really passionate about making it about your clients. Obviously, you will, you know, do the work for them. You will, you know, guide them. But you're really, really passionate about doing 101% for your clients, which today is rare. I notice you have a newsletter as well, which is fantastic. What kind of content is in your newsletter? Do you keep, you know, people up to date with, you know, how you're growing in Alberta? What's the newsletter all about?
So what we're trying to do is first and foremost educate people. I think for that's probably the most important. We've probably slacked off a little bit in how many of these we should be sending out, but the idea is that we don't just want to build a website for you. We really want to help you succeed online. So for us, every interaction with Tilted Pixel is not just about the technical stuff. It's about how's this website working for you. So the newsletters are part of that, actually sending out tips and information, keeping our clients abreast of what's happening. Because the internet changes so quickly. There's cool new stuff like Pinterest is hot right now. That's a new social network where people share images. the rules for search engines change. Sometimes it feels like every month as to what Google's looking for and what the hottest news is there. And of course, general education. We also have a Twitter account where we do post a lot of links and a lot of information that we find that also keeps you up to date on this.
That's
where we're posting daily.
That's fantastic. I like the way you say about the newsletter, sent monthly at 6 a.m. so you can read it over breakfast. That's absolutely fantastic. You are a very, very, intuitive, forward thinker, business owner, which is probably why you are, having such a success and growing so fast. Challenges. I think we've talked about a few of the challenges you literally have to, I don't know whether you still do, but in the early days, you had to take some calculated risks and you had to work 24/7. Recently, have you come across any challenges that may have held you back, but you found a solution, obviously?
Sure. Why don't I give you my biggest one that we're very happy about solving this year. And that's as we've grown, and I'm sure a lot of small business owners can relate to this, we frequently run into this problem where it's like you go and you sell websites, you get some sales, everything's great, and now you actually have to go and you have to execute on those sales and make those projects happen. So you go, you manage those projects, you neglect the sales. And then those projects are done, and now it's like, oh, shoot, now we have to start selling again. Mm. There's actually a word for that, feast and famine, where you're either out there, you're getting lots of sales, or because you're busy trying to actually build the sites, then you're not out there getting the sales. So my role up to this year was both sales and project management, meaning that in addition to selling websites, I was the one that was managing the projects. And because of our obsessive attention to detail, there's quite a bit that actually goes into managing the creation of a Tilted Pixel site. Even though we have a great team that does the design and coding and everything else, project management's a key part as well. So at the beginning of this year, we hired Lindsay McDonald, our project manager and account manager, and she's been the one that's been taking over our projects now, doing a fantastic job. I think she's a better project manager than I am. And I've been putting all of my attention on sales and marketing. So
wise decision. So yeah, I'm watching that a lot, with a lot of my clients and just generally when you see people active on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all the online resources, you see that people are desperately, desperately busy 1 minute and failing to keep up with the rest of the work. And unlike you, they decide, well, I can't do it all. So they look at a way to, to hire somebody or to get someone to help them. And you definitely do go backwards instead of forwards. That was a really honest and fantastic challenge to share with us, because you've really pointed out, well, a lot of the business owners, one of the challenges a lot of them are facing today. So great, great example. If there were three tips that you would offer to our listeners today, and we have quite a diverse, group of people who listen to us, ranging from students, obviously teachers, small biz owners, and some large corporations. What three tips could you offer to them if they were thinking about starting their own business?
Okay, let's give it a shot. First and foremost, I think, this is something that people have probably heard over and over again, but I think it's one of those things where until you go and you start your own business and you kind of muck it up for yourself, it doesn't always sink in. And that's make sure you understand what it is that you're selling and also who it is that you're selling it to. I think when we started out, we really didn't have a very clear idea of our target market. And that made it very difficult to figure out pricing or figure out what to tell people. And pretty much we kind of thought of ourselves as we can sell to anyone. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's a classic mistake. Yeah. So it's a lot better to be focused. Your marketing can be a lot stronger. when you're focused, it's a lot easier to figure out where to look for your clients. Because if you're selling to everybody, mm-hmm. it's hard to say, well, you know, I can do this and this to reach my clients. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you have a pretty strong targeted audience, then it's a lot easier to sit down and think, well, here's concrete ways that this year I can do things that's going to allow me to reach these people mm-hmm. and to do so successfully. So definitely make sure you understand what you're selling and to who. Mm-hmm. Secondly, because of course, we do come from the website world, and the online world. The one big thing I really kind of want to stress to people is inbound marketing is the future. And that is a lot about things like people actually coming to you, because they see you as a resource. They're interested in what you have to say and they want to hear your message rather than the other way around. When you're out there, you're trying to broadcast your message to everyone else. Mm-hmm. And a big part of that is something called content marketing, which is basically going out there and sharing your expertise with the world by writing great content. Mm-hmm. And you can do that through blogs. You can do that through email newsletters. You can do that through Twitter. And there's been a lot of businesses that have done that very successfully. For example, Mint.com, the big personal finance website. That got bought out by Intuit a few years ago. A huge part of her strategy was just their blog and just releasing these awesome personal finance posts. And a lot of business owners, especially small business owners, but this benefits everyone. They're trying to figure out, well, how the heck do I actually reach my audience, build up a following? And it's like, I can only spend so much money on flyers and newsletters, radio ads, whatever the heck people are doing, when what they could be doing is sitting down, writing their own great content, getting it out to the world, and positioning themselves as the experts, which also makes it easier to close the sale because now people are like, wow, these guys know what they're talking about. Mm-hmm. So that would be number two. Get on that content marketing wagon for sure. It's the way to go. Inbound marketing is the way to go. And third, I would probably say that as a business owner, you can't possibly do everything yourself. So having others to help you and being able to delegate the work or even better, find a partner, I think that's a huge thing. I think I had no idea just how much different areas of a business there are and what's involved in actually starting up. And I definitely think that it took me a while to really learn how to delegate. And it was even only this year that I finally let go of project management. So if you can build your company around a team, you're going to get a lot more done. Mm-hmm. And especially, of course, make sure the people that you find are awesome, because awesome people are worth 100 times more than people that are just average. They make a huge difference to your business.
Wow. I'm speechless, which doesn't happen to me a lot. I have to say, you've just offered three of the most fantastic tips, which I know are all the best tips that you could possibly offer. And basically, you are actually walking your talk. You do everything that you've suggested we should do, which makes you successful. And I am a forward thinker like you. And for many, many, many years, I've been doing exactly what you suggested and writing content for my own business. And also, we offer our SBCN members the same chance on our website. And the ones who take the opportunity to write their content like you are definitely up there, and you're the ones who do get left behind. I can't get enough of you, Matt. I'm stunned, and I'm going to tell you why. We've met in real life, and you always give me the impression you're a very, very quiet guy. But inside, you are brimming over with passion, with expertise, with inspiration, and you've really, really wowed me out. You know, I want you to come back again in maybe 6 months' time and tell us how the Lethbridge, Alberta business is going and how you're enjoying working with your brother and all those little things that people really want to know. So I hope you'll be willing to do that. Can you tell
sure,
us,
absolutely.
Can you tell us how we can contact you, please, both here and in Alberta, and your website address, please?
Sure. So our website is definitely the best and first place to look, and that's tiltedpixel.com, TiltedPixel.com.
Okay, so just go there and they'll find all the information they want on the website.
Oh, absolutely. Phone numbers, there's a quote request form if you're interested in getting a website done. We do have our email newsletter, sign up there as well. And, of course, our Twitter, which I do highly recommend that you follow.
Wow, that's fun. And you can sign up for your newsletter on your website as well.
Yeah, it's right there on the homepage.
That's absolutely fantastic. Well, I know I have to let you go, even though I could sit and I feel like we're chatting versus interviewing. And I do want to know more about you as an individual, not just like a business owner, because now you've really piqued my interest. It's funny, isn't it, how people make first impressions of each other, and sometimes those impressions are wrong. Now, I've always known you're a successful businessman, but I don't think you're as quiet as I think you are. And once you get talking about your passion, it's like a stream that just carries on, isn't it? You are definitely very passionate, and again, this is why you're successful. Thank you so much for this time. I really appreciate it. And you and I will definitely have to sit down over a cup of coffee soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks very much, Linda. That was a lot of fun. Definitely, this is the world that I enjoy talking about, and Tilted Pixel as a team enjoys. So hopefully your listeners have been able to enjoy this as well. And thank you very much.
Thank you, and have a good day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Bye.